Good morning. We're doing the Navi Yeshaya, wrote what they call the 51st chapter, the 7th Pasuk. The Navi turns to the Jewish people and says, Shimu Eilai Yode Eitzedek Am Torati Velibam. Listen to me, says the Navi, you, the people who take note of what is righteous. Yode'e tzedek, those who connect, who pay attention to what is righteous. Am Torati v'libam, the nation that my Torah is in their heart. A nation that my Torah is in their heart. That's a very special description of the Jewish people. We are both Yode'ei Tzedek. We strive to attain social justice between man and his fellow man. And we are Am, we are the nation that Torati v'libam, we want in our hearts and our thoughts to be in line with the way of Hashem. Torati, Hashem's Torah, v'libam is in their hearts. The Ben Adam Nachavero, the way we treat our fellow man, the Ben Adam Namakom, the way we behave in accordance with how Hashem expects us to behave, that's the description of the people of Israel. Says the Navi, Al tireu cherpat enosh, umi gidufotam al techatu. Do not fear, do not be scared that the nations blaspheme, that the nations put you down. Don't be scared as time goes on, year after year, century after century. The nations keep shaming the Jewish people. Where's your great redemption? The Navi is encouraging us. The Navi is talking to the Jewish people over 2 millennium, almost 3 millennium before the great exile we've been encountering. And the Navi says, do not be scared, cherpat enosh, just because human beings put you down. Umigidufotam, and when they curse you, al techatu, don't let that break you. Ki chabeged yochelem ash, vechatzemer yochelem sas. Just as there are different vermin that eat away at cloth or at wool, so too they will be worn down. Vitzidkati leolam tie vishuati ledodorim. Hashem says, but my righteousness is everlasting. I will save you, and then it will be ledor dorim, for generations. The Navi says, they mock you and put you down because there will be periods where they are successful and you aren't. But their success is short-lived, and your success will ultimately be eternal. V'tzidkati l'olam tiyeh. When the Jewish people pursue throughout their lives tzidkat Hashem, the righteous path that God wants us to go on. So Hashem says, tzidkati leolam. That's a righteousness that's everlasting. The world keeps changing its opinion as to what's the moral, ethical way to lead life. In Plato times, there was one philosophy. In Nietzsche's time, there were other philosophies. Wagner promoted a third philosophy. We know, throughout our history, the world has constantly been promoting different philosophies. Karl Marx, everyone had their philosophy. What's the best way to live? So it's okay for Stalin to kill millions of people because it's all ethical. It's okay for Hitler to kill millions of people because eugenics. So throughout the history of mankind, in the name of different philosophies, people have done the most heinous acts. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Tzidkati l'olam tiyeh. My righteousness is eternal. The Torah does not change its values. We've held fast over the course of history, and we've been righteous, kind people consistently. We've gone with the system the Torah gave us, and says the Navi, Leolam Tiyeh. It will last forever. Vishuati, and ultimately when Hashem saves us, Hashem says, Lidor Dorim, that will go on and on for generations. So even though you're going to have to deal with periods, long periods, that the nations seem to be successful, and Israel seems to be downtrodden, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Techatu, don't break from that. Don't let it break you. We're up to Pasuk Tet. Uri, Uri, Livshi Oz, Zeroa Adonai. Uri ki mekedem dorot olamim. The Navi says, he's speaking, so to speak, metaphorically. Zeroa Hashem, the arm of Hashem, so to speak, Hashem's strength. He turns to Hashem's strength and says, Uri, arouse, arouse. Livshi oz, dress yourself in might. Zeroa Hashem, the arm of Hashem. Uri ki mekedem, arouse yourself as you had in the past. Dorot olamim, in generations past. Halo at hi hamachzevet rav mecholelet tanin. You are the one, the arm of Hashem. You are the one who was machzevet. You cut the stone of rahav, of arrogance. The term rahav, arrogance, is a code in Tanakh for the Egyptian Empire. Earlier, in Yeshayahu Lamed, the Navi described Egypt as rahav him shavet. They dwell in arrogance. So from that pasuk onward, throughout Tanakh, when we have the word rahav, so our sages will often tell us that's a code for Egypt. So the Navi says, Halo at hi, you, the arm of Hashem, the strength of Hashem, you were hamachzevet, the one who cut the stone of rahav, arrogance. It's a metaphor, right? Cutting the stone, it's like saying quarrying in the mountain. It's a way of describing, even though they were very tough, the Egyptian Empire, Hashem cut them down. Mecholelet tanin. Mecholelet comes from the word halal, to cause a corpse, to cause, what do you call a body that's been killed, not just died? In Hebrew, corpse?
What do you mean by killed?
In Hebrew, there's a distinction between met, which simply means dead, and halal means killed. Halal means the body of someone who was killed, not who did not die a natural death. So, I don't know. So, mecholelet tanin, Hashem, you were mecholelet, you caused the killing of tanin, this big snake, which is again a code for Egypt. Egypt is referred to as the tanin hagadol, the big snake. So the Navi is saying, Hashem, just as in the salvation from Egypt, you brought your mighty arm, and you cut them down to size, you destroyed the Egyptian Empire, so too the Navi prays to Hashem, arouse your might and save your people. Halo athi hamachrevet yam. You are the one who dried out the sea. Mei tehom rabah. The waters down to the depths. When the Jews had to leave Egypt, part of what Hashem did was dry up the Yam Suf where we had to cross. Hasha hasama ma'amakeyam derech la'avor geulim. Down to the depths, Hashem dried out the parts of the Yam Suf where we, the geulim, the people who were redeemed, were presented with a dry path to go out of Egypt. So the Navi turns to Hashem and says, "You have done such great miracles on behalf of your people. I pray you should do it again." Ufdu ye Adonai yeshuvun. Hashem, I pray you arouse your might, and then your people will be redeemed by you. Ufdu ye Hashem. The people who are redeemed by Hashem, yeshuvun, will return to their land. Uva utzion berina. And they will come back to Zion rejoicing. V'simchat olam al roshan. And they will have eternal happiness on their heads. Sason v'simcha yasigun. They will have outbursts of joy. Sason. They will have internal joy. Simcha yasigun. They will attain. It's as though the happiness will be in pursuit of them. Nasu Yagon Vanacha. And Yagon and Anacha, the sighing and the sorrow, will flee, will run away from the Jewish people. So the Navi uses metaphoric terms to describe how the happiness will pursue us, and that which is sad will run away from us. This is the redemption the Navi describes. This is one of the famous prophecies about the great redemption that's yet to come for the Jewish people.